This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. It's springtime in New York. Time to open up the windows, let the moderately fresh air in, and clean house. Spring cleaning is either a dreaded task or a welcome time to wash away the grime and clutter of a long winter. No matter how you approach it, there are ways to make the process faster and fun. Jolie Kerr, Gawker Media's Ask a Clean Person, is here to give us some really smart tips on the do's and don'ts of spring cleaning. Jolie, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you so much.
So before we get into any particulars, I like to clean. I'm a spring cleaning person, but for people who are not, why should they be? What is it about this moment that you can say something to motivate them to start fresh?
Sure thing. I think the best motivation is exactly what you said about throwing the windows open, or at least to the extent that we can here in New York. That feeling of having fresh air coming into your home is so wonderful, but it also makes you realize how stuffy things have been throughout the winter. And so if you can use that great feeling of the fresh air as motivation to freshen up other things in the home, that's the greatest thing that I could suggest people do.
What are the top three things that will make it a success? What do I need to do to have a successful weekend of spring cleaning?
Sure thing.
And knowing full well that I don't want to spend my entire weekend spring cleaning.
Absolutely.
Either.
Absolutely. So given that, the first thing I would say that's most important is to make a list of what you want to do.
Oh, but it's so long.
Oh, it's so long. But that's exactly the point of making the list. When you make that list, then you can prioritize what's really important and what is not really so important to you. So that you can say, you know what, I would rather go outside than do this thing that's the fifth point down on my cleaning list. Mm-hmm. So if you can even prioritize just three things that you want to do, knock off all those rest of the things. Go out and enjoy the spring. That's a great thing to do. But the list is going to help you hone in and actually start and complete tasks.
I think of spring cleaning as the sort of deep down nitty-gritty stuff. And is that the approach? And when I'm making this checklist, do I, you know, wash the countertops, which I do frequently, or do I get the rugs cleaned, which
Absolutely.
I haven't done in years?
Absolutely. Hone in on those things that you don't do often. I think one of the great things for people to do during spring cleaning time is to do a lot of laundry. Launder the things that you don't launder every week. So your bedding is a great place for that. Launder those pillows. Launder that duvet or that comforter. Launder that throw blanket that's been sitting at the foot of your bed all winter and hasn't been. When was the last time you washed that
With
throw
crumbs,
blanket?
Crumbs.
That also goes right back to that first thing that we talked about bringing the fresh air inside. Those things are going to smell really fresh and wonderful, and your whole home is going to feel much springier.
How can I make it easier? Are there products or tools that will help me that I should be sure that my cleaning pantry has?
Sure thing. I actually think the fewer products you have to clean, the better. I think that there are far too many single-purpose cleaning products out there these days. You really don't need that many.
Which add to clutter and the need to organize.
Absolutely. And they make it harder to clean because it's more things to carry around or to have to circle back into wherever it is that you keep your cleaning supplies.
I'm also really worried about toxicity, too.
Absolutely. A lot of people are. There are a lot of great all-natural cleaners out there. Vinegar works to clean just about everything. So you can basically get rid of your all-purpose spray. So those are your 409s, Fantastics, etc. Get rid of those and switch to vinegar and water.
Can I use vinegar on painted walls? I just removed some pictures that I had hanging for a long time and saw that terrible little outline.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, there was a painting right here.
Yep.
How do I get rid of that?
Absolutely. For sure, vinegar. Vinegar mixed with a little dish soap. Dish soap is great. People are not using dish soap nearly enough to clean things in their home. Really, the secret to cleaning your walls, though, is to use a rag that's wrung out very well. I think a lot of times people use an oversaturated cleaning rag. That's just going to make more of a mess. So really, I like to yell at people, damp, not wet, damp, not wet. This is what we want here with cleaning. Another really great thing when it comes to those wall scuffs are the magic erasers, which are truly magic.
I talked about throwing the windows open and letting the fresh air in, but New York City air has all those particulates in it. I'm always noticing how dirty my windowsills are. They're just sooty. And
they
the screens, oh no, cleaning the screens.
Cleaning the screens is really terrible.
Oh, Jolie, give me a tip for cleaning screens.
Cleaning screens, take them right out, put them, if you have a large kitchen sink, the kitchen sink is a great place to clean them. Really, cleaning screens, all you need is water. You just need to force water through. If they're really, really dirty, again, a little bit of dish soap and just a rag. You don't want to use a sponge or a paper towel on screens because it will catch.
Jolie Kerr is the Ask a Clean Person columnist for Jezebel and Deadspin. She'll be in the house tonight as a panelist at the event How to Be a Grown-Ass Woman, live at the Green Space. For more information, go to our website, wnyc.org/women. Thank you, Jolie.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.